is the news via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that the critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after the American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded that Turkey review its decision. The death toll in the Miami area condominium building collapse has climbed once again today.
Covered an additional victim. The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified, and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 14 people remain unaccounted for in the June 24th collapse of Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the building fell 20 days ago. With 85 of the victims identified, the mayor noted that the work of the identifying the bodies has become more difficult with the passage of time. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clashed with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for